You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a mini radio drama that takes place in Madison just in time for Halloween.
Spooky tales around Halloween have made their way into listeners' ears across the country since almost the birth of radio. In the spirit of this long tradition, we bring you The Haunting of the Orpheum Theater. Here's WPR's A. Emily Ralph.
It's a Friday night in October, and I'm on an American Ghost Walks tour in downtown Madison. This isn't for work or anything, just a normal Friday, but it really got me thinking. With so many reportedly haunted theaters here, I wanted to know which one was the most haunted. Built in 1926, the Orpheum seemed to call out to me, so I arranged to pay a visit. Looking up at this place, there's a feeling of unexpected time travel. Like, if you step in the wrong spot, you'd suddenly find yourself back in the roaring 20s. I've been here before, of course. There's a strong deja vu. Gives me shivers. Anyway, time to go inside.
Hello? Hello?
Ah, yes, hello. You must be Emily. We've been expecting you. Let me show you around.
So excited to be-
If the outside feels like time slipping, the inside is kind of overwhelming. I can almost see all the layers of moments here, stacked on top of each other like sedimentary rock. But instead of fossils, there are, of course, ghosts. Tonight I'm hoping to find two of them, the original night manager and a head usher.
I hear keys, but I can't see anything. I'll just put my gear down and fire up my spectral translator. Whoa, you're right there.
Oh, wait, you can see me?
Sure, I have this fancy deal I made.
Well, that's the cat's meow.
Thank you, I think so too. Okay, I have a few questions.
Why, certainly.
So you're the original night manager here?
I've always been the night manager.
So people know you for the sound of your keys. What's that about?
Well, you know, when you're bored and need to do something with your hands, and the noise is actually quite calming.
So interesting. Well, it was nice to meet you.
You too, Emily. Though, I think we'll be talking again pretty soon.
Hello? Hello? I hadn't read about any lady ghosts here. Okay, now let's see if we can find the usher. The legend is that he died falling from the balcony and spends all his time cleaning the floor where he fell. It's fascinating and horrifying, just the thought of being trapped in a loop like that, of doing the same thing over and over again forever. Ugh. Okay, I see a glow. Hello, are you the head usher?
I've always been the head usher.
Everyone keeps saying that. So my understanding is that you died here and just clean this spot every night? What's the deal with that?
Have you ever tried to get blood and popcorn oil out of a carpet?
Well, yes, once actually.
So you know it's basically impossible.
Sure, but... Wait, who is that? What's going on? What's going on?
Can you hear me?
And after three full nights, that's as close as our radio team got to communicating with her. It's amazing. Every night since her death in 1947, Emily has wandered the theater's halls with her recorder, always in pursuit of that one last story. For Wisconsin Public Radio, this has been Emily and the Haunting of the Orpheum Theater. I'm Sarah Hopeful.
WPR's senior spooky correspondent A. Emily Ralph produced that story just in time for Halloween. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Check out Wisconsin Life's Instagram page to catch a behind-the-scenes glimpse of the making of Emily and the Haunting of the Orpheum Theater.